pay freezes, furloughs, possible government shutdown. If you're thinking about all of those things and thinking about your thrift savings plan, you're not alone. Tom Trabucco, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, is with us to talk about your TSP in such times. Tom, great to talk to you. It's been a while since I've had a chance to chat with you. How you been?
I've been fine, Francis. How about yourself?
Fantastic, and worrying a little bit at the same time, because in financial times in general, when times are a little bit tight, people have a tendency to look rather longingly at their retirement accounts, whatever they have, and think, I could get into that money, and yeah, I'd have a really severe tax penalty and on and on and on, all the reasons why you shouldn't. But it's tempting when there's a big nut sitting there that's waiting to be plucked off the tree. Are you seeing much of that as people start to think about the possibility of a shutdown might happen? I might not get paid for a while, and I might need some cash?
Yeah, I did check around a little bit earlier today to see about that, Francis, and I checked with our call centers. As you know, we have two call centers, and we do get about 8,000 calls a day. And they report that we are starting to get some calls from people who are asking about the what's going to happen. And you know, with a tip of the hat to Yogi Berra, it's important to say it's very difficult to make predictions, especially when they're about the future. You know, what we're doing is the same thing that I looked at the numbers as well, I should say, and I don't see any increase in loans. We're pretty steady on loans. I did notice there was a fairly large interfund transfer yesterday. However, I think that was pretty much because of events going on in the world and the fact that we had a three-day weekend. I checked and compared that to the last three-day weekend. We had about 1,600 interfund transfers yesterday for a little over $1 billion. But back in the Martin Luther King holiday, we had 11,000 for about $600,000. So that's running a little bit higher than usual, but I think it's mostly that unfortunate event when there's a significant drop in the market, as there was yesterday.
Yeah.
Events in the world, there's a bit of a flight to the G fund.
Yeah, 178 points lost on the Dow yesterday,
right.
And the whole situation happening in Libya really impacting for the last several days oil prices, and that reflected on the stock market, which I imagine reflects on the C fund and the I fund, and causes that flight to the G, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and you know, we just keep reminding people that it's a long term investment in the TSP, and you know, these events are going to come and go. It's important to know that you have to be right twice if you're going to time the market this time properly. You got to get out at the right time, and you've got to get back in at the right time as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you go back to the bottom of the market in March. It's almost 2 years now, March of 2009. A lot of people had a sense that that was the bottom, that was as bad as it was going to get. But that was when people were selling, unfortunately, recalling conversations that you and I had. Instead of people saying, it's on sale, now would be a great time to plow as much cash as I possibly can in there. And those folks are sad now that, because about at that point, I think the low on the Dow was 6,700.
I think you're right.
And
yeah,
the Dow is now up around 12,000, and the numbers are about similar, the ratios are about similar.
For the
S&P,
exactly,
that the C fund tracks.
That's right. And if you had just left your funds where they were, which I did, I just left it where it was, you'd be back approximately where you were at that time. So, you know, if you got out, hopefully you got back in before it started to rise again.
You know what I love hearing? I love somebody hearing that. I love hearing that someone practices what they preach.
Right.
That's great. It would be horrible for you to say, either on the air or off the air, you know, I sold all of my C fund,
yeah,
when it was 6,700. I just couldn't take it anymore.
That's right. Well, when I heard from Mr. Bogle on Mike Causey's show that he has never met a single person who can successfully time the market over and over again, that's when I realized It's not me.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No, it's not you. It's if Jack Bogle says it's good enough for me. Remind me what happens if I were to pull money out of my TSP, take a loan or whatever, and try to either pay it back later or take an early disbursement.
Well, if you can pay it back through payroll withholding, you take it out at the G fund interest rate, and so that you pay yourself back as though it were an investment in the G fund. So that's the interest that you pay yourself. You can pay it back early. You can now make partial payments and send those payments in. We've got a lockbox set up now where you can send the payments in, even partial payments, to get it done early. The only way you used to be able to do it is through payroll withholding. So we've got more options now.
All right. The other element that I wanted to hit with you today, the 2050 fund was announced, what, a month or so ago?
Yeah, that's when we started up, right? We announced it actually last year.
Are you starting to see any attraction to that? People starting to go that direction?
Again, I went back and looked at the numbers just earlier today, and let me run through some of them for you. You know, we allowed people to put in an interfund transfer request for transfer to the 2050 fund as early as Friday, January 27th. We started this up as of February 1st, but that means it's processed overnight on January 31st, which was the Monday. There we had 142 million in for that first day interfund transfer into the 2050 fund. Since that time, the January 31, February 1 overnight, we've received another $310 million in interfund transfers into the 2050 fund, as well as $3 million in new contributions. Now, remember, the new contributions come in through dribs and drabs in the through the payroll system. The IFTs are big chunks that people can move out of their accounts. Interestingly, every business day since January 31st, IFTs have been net out of the 2040 fund and into the 2050 fund. In other words, those who were already long seem to be a primary source for those who want to go even longer.
Yeah, I think that's really smart.
I suspect it's the younger people, maybe a lot of uniformed services folks who have that longer investment horizon.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. One of Mike's colleagues, John Elliott, says all the time that if you're looking to be maybe a touch more aggressive, that you move the next fund up, life cycle fund up, in that manner, that if you want to be a little bit more aggressive and shoot for a little bit more growth, and you're expecting to start to tap the money, not retire, I'll give you your little plug there because I know you like to get that one in.
That's right.
If you're going to start to use the money out of your account in 2040, maybe go to the 2050, it stays a little bit more aggressive that way.
That's right. That's right. And as of Monday, I can give you this final count. We have $658,610,908.04 in the new 2050 funds.
I'm glad to know about that extra 4 cents, Tom.
Right.
That's important stuff. Does that seem to you like a little or a lot, or doesn't matter one way or the other, or what?
Yeah, it's a small amount compared to the overall TSP balance. Of course, we've got $285 billion as of the end of January, but it shows that there was significant interest. I tried to get numbers on employees. We don't have that yet. We'll have it after we run all of the February statistics, and we'll find out how many people those dollars belong to. But I think it shows that there is significant interest, that people have thought about these L funds. They like the idea of set it and forget it. At least a certain group of them do. And they were eager to get into it.
It's always great to talk to you, Tom. Let's not make it so long next time, okay?
Okay. Very good, Francis. Thank you.